Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser.
Race Chaser.
Classic. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Even All Stars 1, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem.
Now, last week was a very exciting episode. The queens hit the streets to feed people garbage can sardines.
They also drank COVID-laced water from a stranger's hand and put whipped cream.
Put rotten, rancid whipped cream down someone's pants.
And after a bad girl chic runway, Latrilla and Rujubee are in the bottom.
That's
Manila
right.
And Jujubee lip sync for their lives, and Latrilla goes home so they can host the chop on the Mom Network. And remember Yarlexis? Well, they're working hard to send every single one of you motherfuckers home.
We are working together to send every one of you motherfuckers home.
Which brings us to this week's, which is all-star girl groups, which is weird because they're doing girl groups with only six girls. And like, usually it's like you have two or three girls, but then I'm like, oh, they're going to bring in, this is the celebrity drag race sizzle reel, I see.
Like actual tease.
Actual tease.
This, I know, is a really hard episode for you, Willem, because you have a deep and long history with really troubled girl groups that have all met very unpleasant and unfortunate ends.
Yeah, I've seen the ends of your wig, and I think you should hit them with a steamer.
They are very unfortunate and very unpleasant. You need to do something about your ends, honey.
You want to dip it in some boiling water?
The boiling water trick.
Oh, that old trick. Yeah, I would have loved to be on this episode. I love girl groups. That is a known fact that is one of my favorite things to do, to start a girl group, cause some trouble, get out of the girl group, start a new girl group, and
bankrupt full screen.
All that. Make sure my name is spelled wrong on all the posters, but I'm still in the middle. No.
Now, I think that it's coincidental. However, the record does show that after collaborating with the AAA girls, not just Full Screen went under as a corporation, but also American Apparel went under as a corporation. Like, both, we were the death knell for both of these corporations. Right?
Yeah, Daisy death knell. Purely coincidence.
I think it had nothing to do with us.
I mean, once you shine so bright as to be in our orbit of the AAA, I don't understand why anyone would want to do business anymore or anything. You know, we're one of the greats.
Just
up there.
Get out.
Yeah.
Just hang it up.
I mean, we're no seduction, but...
Reductive. Okay. So
do you think your Lexis and Manila really don't like each other, or was it just playful shade? Manila can get on people's nerves.
I think it's playful shade, and I think Alexis is smart and she just leans into it, because it's like, you know, it's more fun to have someone that you kind of have a conflict with than to just be like everyone's best friend on a reality show.
Tell India Farah that and Alexis.
I just have to pull you aside because I don't want to. I had to leave with a clean conscience.
I just couldn't sleep. Oh wait, that's Cracker. So the girls are in the workroom working on whatever they're talking about from who got eliminated with Latrilla going home, and a video message pops up, which was a shock for me because I was like, "Ooh, girl, you've got something." The video message reads, "Hey, All Stars, collaborations are very in vogue. So if you're a sugar babe, add a little spice, girl. Add some TLC. Then all your sisters with voices can become a sweet sensation. Remember, only girls allowed. And I ain't just whistling Dixie, chicks. Now just the chicks. I know all of those girl groups except who was Sweet Sensation?
And I don't know Sisters with Voices.
Oh, SWV? Weak. I get so weak in the knees.
I love that.
Yeah.
How? You know.
How? I googled Sweet Sensation, Willem. You will live for their photos. Hold on.
Oh, my God. We'll be putting these up on the Race Chaser Pod Instagram.
Tag your friends.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm dibs
tag
on middle.
Tag yourself.
Oh, I'm blue.
I'm the one on the right.
Wait, those aren't gloves. Those are armlets. Yes. Oh, these send me. And are those fanny packs? A double fanny pack or a belt? Yeah, you're definitely on the right.
Queens?
That's you.
Are those drag queens stealing our Buick?
Stealing our car? I love that car.
They look amazing. So what was their hit?
Girl. No.
Those outfits.
On this podcast, we will be discussing Sweet Sensation, every hit, song by song, track by track.
I've been watching.
How dare RuPaul not mention seduction in this message? It is a slap in the face. That would be like you doing a RuPaul video message where talking about girl groups and not talking about DWV.
Yeah, it's I mean, seduction is included on the best-selling soundtrack of all time. So as a girl group, I would say that they do have some things in the pro column for sure. I don't know if they rank with all these other people. Maybe I'm sure Sweet Sensation was like a RuPaul one that she loves because no one else knows who the fuck they are, apparently. But look who's here. Squeak, squeak.
Oh my gosh. RuPaul walks into the workroom. Do you think they were too scared to tell RuPaul that his suit was scattering on camera? The suit pattern? Because the pattern was very tight pinstripes, and it was kind of...
It was strobing, yeah.
Strobing, that's what it's called. Yeah,
yeah, they do a nice warning before the Canadian drag race and say, hey, there's some strobing effects, not on the American one.
It's just RuPaul's blazer in this case. Otherwise, I really like his outfits, really nice.
Yeah,
and for the mini challenge, the divas have to do a cheer-reading routine where you get to be a cheerleader and read your rivals to filth. Ready? Okay. And they only get 20 minutes to get into drag and write and practice, like, and learn their cheers. That's intense.
Big hair. My boys all love to stare. This is easy. It's just little couplets that you have to do, and you need to make it funny. And 20 minutes to write something, rehearse it, and to get in drag. It's really, really pushing it, I think. Chanel looks like... I don't know what step Chanel skipped, but it's incongruent with how I could normally recognize her. Like, something's wrong. Like, she forgot her eyeliner, or, like, there's something so different. I don't know.
She said, I have to jettison something, so I'm just going to not do eyes. And yet, she was still looking in that mirror, and she was like, I am the one. Like,
she had on the human. She was that was the human, herself. Too.
She was like, I didn't shave, didn't put on foundation, put on a lip and a wig and a dusting of eyeshadow, pink eyeshadow. And she just said, I am the one today.
You couldn't tell her anything. But out of all of them, I mean, that would have been the one that the cab driver chose, for sure.
I would...
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you can go to our Race Chaser bonus content, which is a Freaky Friday with Alaska and I switching identities. And then we have some throwback footage of a cab driver telling us which one that he would make his slam piece. It's vintage footage.
And
what would you do? What would you do with this challenge?
It had to be you. I would, well, for the cheer, I would have just ripped off something I know. Like, I would have done, brr, it's cold in here. And then, I don't know, something really funny after that. Just imagine something, like, really hilarious and witty following that.
I agree. I think that your Alexis knocked it out of the park. I thought that Shad had way too many words up in there. It felt like if it didn't feel like a couplet. It felt like 10 rhymes on rhymes on rhymes, and it just felt like a really disjointed Zoom call, kind of.
The 1 second delay, it'll get you.
Chanel was like behind Chad, and Chad was over.
It sounded like us trying to sing "Let's Get Political." Well, let's
honestly,
be honest.
We should outsource.
Yar Lexus were, I think, the funniest and the most memorable. The one that I remembered from when I first saw this was so it's ridiculous and kind of offensive, and we might have to cut it out. But it's Lulu Lou La 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 Juju looks like Jackie Chan. What? But it's so simple, it makes no sense, but that's what cheers are. It's like, rah, rah, roo, roo, rah. Then you say something that rhymes kind of with that.
Yeah, it's the banana, banana, banana song thing.
Yes. Basically.
Well, a with less offensive version is what Raven said about Yara.
What'd she
say?
Which
is what?
Right there.
Where?
Yara Sophia, you give me diarrhea.
Yeah.
Go Team Shad, go home. That was funny. That was clever.
I thought that was an inventive use of props, and they got a little chuckle from the RuPaul.
They
and then
did.
After that, the RuPaul told everybody that your Alexis wins the mini challenge. And based on that, they get to choose a song for the main challenge, which is a girl group maxi challenge. And whatever song they choose corresponds with the celebrity that RuPaul brought in.
Yes. And we'll meet those celebrities right after this break.
How exciting. I'm going to reply to Courtney in this group text so she stops texting me.
Secret celebrity.
Shh.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/drag.
All right, we are back and we are ready to meet our secret celebrities. The scrim is rising ever so slowly. Suspenseful music is playing. We're all trying to guess based on the silhouette and the feet who it could be. Who is it? It is Kelly Osbourne.
Yes.
If you haven't heard of her, she's the daughter of Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne.
And she was a judge on season 4 on a challenge that I won. And she was also the new Now Next host that year. And girl, she kiki'd with the girls in the basement, champagne. She wanted to know who hated who talked shit. We had so much fun. She is definitely a huge drag supporter, comes to the shows, loves us all. Yeah. And then we also have Lion Babe, Jillian Hervey. She's Vanessa Williams' daughter. Vanessa L. Williams. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Yes.
As a SAG member.
Right.
And then Katie Z, who's the daughter of Pia Zadora, who couldn't name a credit if I tried, but I know she's famous from the 80s.
She said, "I'm Katie Z because I don't want to be held back by my mother's last name."
Girl, she was held back by the wispy bangs instead of putting on a wig.
We will get there. We will get there.
Why? She didn't get there.
No, she did not.
But she did have that choreo nailed. They didn't really focus on her. And literally, Jillian, her Lion Babe, before
what does
the
Lion
end,
Babe mean?
That's her performer name.
Oh, really? Work.
Yeah. That she does music under that name. I forget what I was saying. It probably wasn't important anyway, though. So, you know, Chanel thing is, I need to walk first. Chanel says, I just need to walk. The girls start planning. And at this point, they're all talking and everything. Jillian says one word, one line the whole time. Other than that, they don't let her speak at all. And she's probably the most proficient one here.
Hey, Jillian, are you a dancer? I am. Okay, anyway.
Maybe she could show you both a thing or two.
Right, yeah.
Honestly,
yeah. Show us a little bit of the choreo, would you? Oh.
Are you marking?
Okay, well, there's $100,000 at stake. Do you think that's going to be enough? And do you think she's going to overshadow you? And then the next team, it's, now, are you focusing on yourselves too much? Because I think you should focus on your
feature talent that we brought
in. Feature talent. Right. You can't win.
You don't want them just sitting in a honey wagon all day.
Right. Exactly. Kelly Osbourne says, I have to have voguing. I have to. I'm so into voguing right now. And the walkthrough goes very well. They're very in sync. They've got a lot of armography, which is my favorite type of choreography.
See, I'd rather do a hip. Okay, keep the arms free to play with my nails and my hair.
See, I can't. I prefer just shoulders up drag. Just this to this to that. And wow. No spinning. No one Annas. No Andas.
I think Rujubi and KDZ are called V3.
And, why?
V3.
Why? Though?
I don't know.
Are why the letter V? None of their names start with V. Raven has a V in the center of her name. That, I mean, that's called. There's Katie Z, Juju B.
V3. Maybe all their names are wrong. I don't know why they chose
Raven.
And who told them they had to choose the name anyway? That wasn't part of the challenge.
It's vagina? Part of it.
Maybe.
Well, I can tell you, I don't think there's three in the group.
No. I haven't done a click count, but I think there's one at this point.
Not that I'm focused on what people's genitals are or are not, or like, that's none of my business, but the
Wait,
name
let me try
makes
to read that with
literally
a straight
no sense.
Yeah.
I want to know why, and they never ask why V3. RuPaul's just like, oh, it's like V8. Oh, great. Is it like version 3?
You know what? I think RuPaul walking around already knows they're not going to be in the top. So she and at this point, she's not that invested. She's like, girl, 2 years, you'll be painting me. Don't worry. Just make sure your kit's clean. We'll give you a kit fee.
V3 is the color of my foundation, which you should make a note of because you'll be doing makeup soon. I don't know.
I like Cody Airspun. the rehearsals on the runway it's always weird watching girls talk over their earphones so we can hear what they say without the music bleeding through. But I still always wonder how they all get on the same beat, like press it now. No, now we can't even like clap in unison on a Zoom call and they got to turn on 3 iPods at a time in 2011. Good luck.
I'll tell you how.
How?
It's because they're radio transmitters and you tell them play it and then it plays in sync in your earphone in your 3 earphones at the same time.
Cool.
So it's a little complicated. That's hot because goss. It's a little complicated because it's harder to like be once you start going, you want to just get to the finish because it's hard to tell someone out there in the darkness to be like, okay, stop and go back. Okay, a little bit for it's a little annoying, but it's a way you can sync it up in an earphone.
Not as annoying as the Dark Night of the Soul, which you can check out in RuPaul's Masterclass. She mentions it multiple times. Maybe Chanel will do a Dark Night of the Soul look tonight. Who knows?
Oh, my God. My lipstick color is called Dark Night of the Soul.
Oh, bitch, you best believe my next makeup drop is going to have a Dark Night of the Soul glitter.
My eyeshadow is Inner Saboteur.
Inner my Corner Saboteur.
My eyeliner is Outer Saboteur.
What team would you want to be on based on these rehearsals, just looking around?
Well, I mean, I would want to be on Team Shad. Because Yara kept changing all the choreography in the rehearsal. Alexis is like, I'm really annoyed because Yara keeps changing everything. And then Yara's in the interview chair and she's like, oh, this is a rehearsal. This is the time to change everything.
I was like, no, it's not the time. But honestly, that lift did look hokey pokey in Holly Hobby. You know, they would have been called out. Like, do you think you focused on her too much? You threw her up in the air.
It could have been cool, but I think Yara was dealing with an injury.
Arm injury, yeah. I thought their choreography was a little simple, but their energy made up for it. And I knew it would be good once there was an audience and stuff. What do you think of this elusive hotel footage?
Love the elusive hotel footage. Very jealous I never got to do it.
I'm curious about Team Shad on the runway. Chad getting at the end of his patience, responding to every suggestion from Chanel. Have either of you ever been in a rehearsal experience like that?
Where she was like, well, just lower your foot.
She was like, well, adjust it. Change it. Yeah, oh, figure it out.
Chanel. Chanel was like, okay, so here's the thing, though. When she kicks her leg up, it's directly in front of my face. So they're going to read me. For her doing this fucking mid-air split. And Chad's like, why don't you just lower your hand slightly?
And it's a solution. Who knew that the simplest thing could actually work? It's nice to see drag as a problem-solving technique for the real world, honestly.
Chanel would be a great... I mean, she really is, she's a good group member because she brings a lot of ideas. She knows
she can do hair. She can do makeup.
Yeah. She knows what she wants it to look like in her mind and she assertively like gets it done. Is she a little bit extra? Yeah, but she gets it done.
Yeah. But I think every drag queen is a little bit extra, right? If Courtney Act texts me one more time.
I mean, no tea, but I have the AAA girls chat on silent because we no, I check it all the time, but I don't. We talk a lot, and I don't need my phone buzzing every time anyone says LOL.
Every time Courtney takes a poo and analyzes it, I had a no wiper today across the pond.
Do you want to hear about the date I had last night?
It's Courtney. He couldn't get hard. Call me back. Bring snacks. We hear from her at the most random times whenever the newest LIMP inductee
because she's in Australia, so it's like 3 days in the future in the morning.
Three days in the future, one step back, and then she's usually on a closed set doing a reality show of some sort, of she some is. Degree. I'm pretty she sure is. The next one involves livestock, so I'm excited for that one for her. Yeah.
So I decided to have sex with the model that I'm working with on this new TV show.
Called Sex in the Beach in My Ass.
We love you, Corbelina.
He's a bisexual. I wore my Louboutins and my 48-inch hair. It was wrapped around his limp member. A wallaby came and tried to grip his member harder so the blood wouldn't flow from the base. It didn't work. I got some snacks.
Why are we so horrible in Australian accents?
I think we're great. It's good in my head. It works. You know what also works? This mirror chat.
So many mirror chats.
These girls get to share things with their new group members, and Kelly honestly is really showing why she has a continued career as a host and a pundit. She finds a way to relate to everybody pretty much, and she knows when to swing something around with a joke, and she's really delightful on this episode, and your Alexis and her chemistry is, it's really nice to watch, and then her finding out that the girls are less than kind about them having accents when Kelly has an accent too is kind of nice.
Yeah. Relatable. Kelly's like, oh, I know. Can you imagine going to the drive-through? Oh, it takes me 20 minutes.
Meanwhile, does a dine-in drive drag number in the Wendy's drive-through. And that's how she gets her order.
Alexis is so funny, too. She was like, you know, sometimes Yara speaks Spanish and she speaks English, and sometimes I can't understand either language. I can't figure out what she's saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Chad and Chanel have a really touching moment. They talk about how they were estranged from each other for 5 years, and then it took Chanel's mother passing away for them to put it behind them and realize that, like, you know, life is short and, like, let's not hang on to, like, petty bullshit, you know?
Yeah, Chad did the adult thing and showed up when showing up is important when Chanel's mom died, and that meant a lot to her, and they were able to reconnect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you just got to show up. KDZ is showing up with a lot of complaints, though, today.
She's not showing up at all.
She said, this isn't the face chart I agreed upon.
Why don't we get into that more after this quick break?
That'd be so fun.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you're going to have to do that to my nose. Are you going to fix that? Or
I think my wispy bang will cover it.
Yeah. I don't. Eyelashes? No, I don't think.
A lengthening mascara? No, that's too much.
Do you have brown mascara? Oh my gosh.
Do you have clear?
Is that?
Do you have clear mascara? How about I wear clear mascara on my lips? And then just some air on my lashes. Like, bitch, you're on RuPaul's Drag Race. You're going to be put in drag. And all you want to do is wear a mall ponytail?
Katie Z is not showing up today. She's not rising to the challenge. She has Jujubee and Raven working on her face, and she's not trusting the process.
Michelangelo and Da Vinci, by the way. Like, yes. They can paint. They're known for their bulletproof mugs.
Yes, truly. And it's very disappointing because she's not... The thing about drag is, like, you look really ugly for about an hour, mm-hmm. and then you get pretty. Like, it takes some time to get there.
Yeah.
And she's not trusting the process. She's like, no, I don't want to slick my hair back. I don't want to wear a wig. I don't want to glue my eyebrows. I don't want contouring on my nose or my face. We'll see how that works out when they get on stage.
I mean, I agree with you where, like, you're terribly ugly for an hour, and then in the next hour, everything becomes beautiful, mm-hmm. because after you get to the club, people start drinking, and within an hour, they're fucked up, and, like, everybody's gorgeous then.
I was a messy man.
I think that this was a perfect opportunity to show, give, like, a reasoning why, you know, three pretty good groups. One was in the bottom because they're like, oh, we're going to use this for story. Like, Santino, say something about that girl. And then we'll make her them in the bottom. It was very that. Because I thought that Yarlexis and Rujubi were kind of even.
True.
Performance-wise, I couldn't figure out who was... Because neither was bad, but I couldn't figure out who... I knew that Shad was the best one so far from what I saw. But we're jumping ahead a little bit. Is that okay?
Let's talk about... Before we talk about the performances, let's talk about RuPaul in this incredible iconic look. It's
you
the
like
blue.
How she looked in the aqua blue? Get the black mesh dress.
So beautiful. I love this cutout dress with the kinky like crimpy hair, mm-hmm. that bold blue sparkly eye. I was like, Matthew. Salute.
And Zaldi. This dress feels a lot like a dress that she wore later where it was like it looked like the nude body illusion under it. Do you remember that one? That dress was so good.
Yeah, but, I love this. Also, this is the look that Gia Gunn recreated on the RuPaul runway challenge.
Beautiful gowns.
Yes, I just love this. That eye, I was like, I was watching that.
Does
I was
she have
like,
a brow?
Wow, I want to do drag. It's like, it's such a light brow, but there is a brow. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to do drag the next time I get to do drag.
A pussy wisp of a brow.
Very inspiring, very lovely. And a really inspiring, amazing group of judges. Of course, we have Michelle and Santino, but we have Rosie Perez in the building.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Iconic.
Rosie Perez was a dancer on Soul Train. She was a choreographer on Living Color. She's been an actress. She's been she's done voiceover work. She's done pretty much everything there is to do in this industry. And yes. She was funny without a canned joke, like off the cuff. Like, she was a perfect judge. And yes. Mary Wilson, she was in one of the most troublesome girl groups of all time.
Yeah.
You know?
The Supremes. The
rotating lineup. Florence Ballard was the real life Effie. And, you know, I guess Mary was the Laurel for sure.
Yeah, she's a great judge too, because she's like, I'm going to give my opinion, and I'm not going to give negative critiques just because the other judges are. I'm going to like defend these divas, which I loved.
I love that too, and it felt like a show of solidarity between performers. Like, Santino's not a performer. He doesn't give a fuck about being nice. He doesn't give a fuck about people's feelings. Other performers are usually, like, Michelle usually finds a way to like, at least put a chuckle in there if, like, you know, she doesn't like you or your outfit or whatever.
Yes.
It feels like it's from the same world. Santino just feels like he's shooting arrows now and seeing what, let me just say everything, and then they'll keep something for the edit. It just doesn't feel right now in this. But this runway category is right.
You know what does feel right? These versions of the songs. We get to hear Glamazon cover girl and Jealous of My Boogie done by like woman voices and super auto-tuned and super like poppy and upbeat. And like, I love these versions of these songs. That's my favorite part of this episode.
To me, it sounded like a cruise ship that went from, like, Long Beach to, like, San Diego. Like, those kind of versions of the song.
How dare you?
It felt like a booze cruise karaoke band. And honestly, for your next girl group,
so fun.
You should only do boat shows for your next girl group if you want to use this music.
Can we do a boat show? Are boats allowed right now? It's outdoors, kind of.
Yeah, you could be on a boat and go past a dock full of people.
Can we do a RuPaul music only booze cruise from Long Beach to San Diego? Or whatever you said.
We could do it on a catamaran.
We could strap a bunch of catamaran with all these slide remarks.
Caddy Jeffrey Moran.
Shady bitch.
It's pass around party boat.
The three groups. Nautical party bottom. The three groups get to perform. There's.
Where did you get a duck? Where the fuck did you get a Philly duck boat?
If it looks like a duck, it's a duck.
If the skin is crispy, it's a duck.
The three groups get to perform their songs. Glamazon is performed by the Savage Sisters, which is Team Shad.
Fanny Shosha performs Cover Girl, and that's Team Yarlexis.
Fanny Shosha, work.
Well, I don't understand that name. There must be a joke in there. It's funny, but I don't understand why. Which is the part of the charm of Yarlexis when you could be funny in any language. Like I love that they gave Alexis another shot on All Stars, and I would love to see Yar in any form in any capacity on my television again.
Yes, totally.
And the last group does Jealous of My Boogie, and that's with the cutting edge girl group V3.
That's jealous of my boogie. My boogie. V3 for some reason.
The judges seemed to enjoy them all, but they started strong with the strongest ones. I liked how they opened the show with Shad. And Mary Wilson says, "Ooh, will you do my makeup for my next show?" I love a straight woman. Love a straight woman in a crowd. They're always good for a compliment. It makes you feel good, even when you feel like Jimbo painting for the Final Four, and you're like, "I'm so ugly, I can't do anything now." Some straight girl will go, "Oh my god,
Jimbo wouldn't have been so ugly if she like put on lashes. Like, what was the problem? Like,
she didn't have a lash on.
You're fine. Just put on eyeliner and eyelashes. That's what makes you pretty. Like, of course you look like a ghoul when you just have eyeshadow on and fucking dust lashes." Anyway, yeah. That's a different show. Tune into The Chop, also on the Mom Network, where they will talk about every episode of Canada's Drag Race.
I was a little surprised at Chanel's costuming, and that Chad would let her go out looking not as shapely as she normally does. You know, it was that belt was wrong for her. It looked like a WWF belt.
But, well, you know, she's proud of the championships that she's won. So I can see why she would wear it.
She looked beautiful. The makeup was beat.
I thought they looked cool. Out of the out of all of the groups, well, I mean, Yarlexis looked amazing. But I really liked the styling. It, you know, it wasn't reinventing the wheel. It was like, we're doing drag. But at least it was drag.
V3 said, we're going to wear, you just put on something black and then something metallic.
You know what? Well, let's talk about Fanny Shosha. They did like a purple sort of vibe.
Yeah, that's why I skipped them. I didn't want to talk about their outfits.
I loved this. Okay, I thought they looked good. You didn't like their outfits?
No.
Really?
Uh-uh. It honestly.
Why? It was like an 80s purple.
I did not feature it. I couldn't figure out if it was Ice Capades or synchronized swimming. And why were they out of water?
Oh, wow. Well, okay.
I enjoyed aspects of it, but I would not have worn any of the three outfits. And the other groups, I would have worn at least one out of all the outfits.
Well, speaking of V3, I feel like this styling was so, it was very like ready to wear. Compared to the other groups, they were like in show costumes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but girl groups do that sometimes. I understand it.
The AAA girls were a girl group completely based on ready-to-wear clothes, so I guess I can't, you know, I guess I can't criticize too much.
I think it's all in the accessories. They kept it kind of bare.
They did.
V3 did. And maybe if they all... They sparkled. I thought they looked great. And I would have worn all of them. Was it ready for the main... If they wore that on the main stage nowadays, they would have been red boots.
Right.
And I'm not saying they should have put on red boots. They would have been red, past tense of Reed, boots.
I would have liked red boots with it, just to, like, take it there. And Katie Z, their performance was great. I mean,
Katie Z is a phenomenal performer, just watching her in the practice. Like, she was running the choreography, and they kind of edited around the fact that she was the one in charge of rehearsal, but you can see right. it. You can totally see her instructing Jujubee and Raven what to do. You know, and this is how celebrities are made secret.
Unfortunately, she did not do the trust fall of getting into drag, which is kind of the whole point of the whole thing. And Santino says, Raven, your legs look like clay.
Yeah.
And clay legs.
And then he goes in to further pontificate on the price tag of the girls' drag, which is now terrible. The line. That's not constructive. It's classist. It's elitist. Yeah. And take off your hat, you balding bitch.
And I can tell from through the TV that those are Capizios.
And Raven hand dye. She uses her hands, of course. But she used to dye her tights to match her body because they didn't make the color. And at Mickey's, she always looked great. So I understand that Santino is nitpicking and complaining. And then Mary mm-hmm. Wilson literally says, picky, 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 picky. And I'm glad because
reading Santina.
It's his job to do that and everything, but keep it factual. Like, Capizios are more than $15 a pair, you faggot.
Yeah, they're like 20.
They're 22 with tax.
No, but you here's get the thing about expensive
I don't like
faggots. Versus cheap pantyhose.
Like, he knows.
Girl.
Like, when... Bye.
With his no-drag ass having knowledge.
You know, at least Carson is funny. You know? Carson didn't win his reality shows either, but at least he's fucking funny. Right. And, you know, she knows how a bleach job burns on the face, and she's obviously had work, so she's in our camp a little bit.
And very funny.
Santino, he can kick a rock with his head.
Why don't we go kick a few rocks, and we'll be right back. You know her as a beauty icon, a fashionista, a finalist from RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3, and a fan favorite. But mostly, you know her as the girl with black hair that has a blonde streak. So please welcome to a segment that we like to call
Manila's Musings. Was the restrictions about the hotels and all that set in place already? Or did that start on Season 5 with Alaska, you think? For All-Stars, were you guys allowed to, like, eat in the halls and, like, hang out and do your thing still, or no? Was it like how it was in Season 3 for you?
Oh, girl, the hotel situation, girl. Oh, my God, this is some fucking crazy-ass fucking shit. Now, I don't know. Season 1 had the lowest budget because we were put in some shitty Hollywood hotel.
On Highland, right?
Right there on Highland.
Yeah, I know the one because I visited.
You stayed there, right?
I've been there.
They put you in there, girl?
Back up.
Girl, they were going through renovations. So on check-in day, I noticed that, like, the pool was closed. But as the days went by, I started noticing, like, the pool was not getting, you know, it was closed, it wasn't being cleaned, it wasn't being worked on, but it was slowly getting greener. Like, it would just get a little bit more
algae in there, must have been
pissed. A little
bit
more moss. By the time I got kicked off, like, it was full on black, bitch. The pool was black.
Black rain!
it was a fucking busted up hotel, girl. I remember Mimi M. First had told us a story that she had put, because, like, they sequester us all before we even start shooting. right? So they put mm-hmm. you in there with all your luggage. So Mimi mm-hmm. and First had like spread out all of her stuff on the floor because, you know, like you don't have, you got the bed and that's it. That's all the furniture you have.
Yeah.
So she put all of her drag on the floor, and bitch, the ice machine, which was next to her room, broke and flooded her whole room.
Oh my god.
So
karma.
All of her drag got fucking soaked with like this disgusting like water, and like the carpet, and the hotel was being renovated, so it was just like a hot mess. It was like a shitty hotel that they were trying to like slap some paint on to make it look pretty, and here we were, drag queens, just like in the middle of it, like what the fuck. But the gagger was, first of all, the walls were paper thin. So I remember like being stuck in the rooms, and I could hear people having sex in the other room.
Sorry about that.
And
Willem.
No, actually, it was because they take away your phone, they take away your laptop. This was my porn. This is how I was going to beat off for the next few days, is having guests. Now, in my mind, I'm smart enough to know that in this shitty hotel, this is like some fucking ugly ass. These are the people I do not want to see having sex. Mm-hmm. But I have a good imagination. So like it was just like a big gangbang of hot guys. Willem, you were there. There was glory holes.
Thank you.
So that was what I beat off for a while.
Tammy was working the door.
Yeah.
We are back, and, you know, Santino was being picky. But the winner is Team Shad.
And they win a corset full of closets from corsetconnection.com. That's connectioncorset.com.
You know what? Good luck getting your prize. That's all I'm going to say.
When I got my prizes from Versatile Fashions, the timetable that they replied was versatile. And I got them within the year. I was happy, but
they obviously didn't know you very well, Versatile.
Bitch, the outfits that they chose for these are the displays of fine things from your company. The outfits were so boo-boo, like
for
vinyl,
what?
Red
connection?
And black. The outfits on the mannequins were boo-boo kitty fuck boots. They were not cute. They were like bad Halloween. Honestly, like they did not go.
You know, hopefully corsetconnection.com will buy ads on this someday. So I will say they were just gorgeous, just really stunning. And I won.
And I don't wear a corset, so I don't have to fucking be nice.
I won a prize from them, and they're the ones that I messaged them. Granted, it was like a year later, but I never got my prize, so I messaged them, and they were like, well, our management changed since then, so we'll be happy to give you 15% off if you want to buy something.
Jaded bitch.
Did you let everybody know at like at Pink News and Gay Times, because that'll be a full news cycle for them. 10 years ago, Alaska. That'll be a full day of news for them. And then Towel Rod might reblog it, and then Queer Tea. Did I say that wrong?
That's it. Well, this is hard because there's only one winning team, and the other two are in the bottom. So that's Rujubi and Yarlexis.
We all knew it wasn't that hard to make a decision. Team Shad turned it out.
They did. And Jillian is just a
phenomenal talent.
Just a fucking panther on the runway. Like, so amazing.
Honestly. And she used her own hair, I heard. And then they just put some extensions in. That's her own frontal.
Well, it's really nice.
Turned out.
And she was in drag.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. That ass, too. And she had a good old pair of nude fishnets on.
Girl, that's the thing. That's
you got to commit to it.
Yeah, she did. They choose their lip syncers, and it will be Raven versus Alexis, at least for now.
For now. Dun, dun, dun. Right.
Because you never know, because there is the red flashing button that isn't really a button of doom.
That they got from Radio Shack.
The lip sync song is Don't Cha by the Pussycat Dolls, a drag classic. This
fun fact,
is...
though.
What?
Sorry. This song was turned down by Paris Hilton.
Mm.
She was offered this song and Buttons, and they turned it down. And this is the perfect girl group song challenge because, I mean, it's
yes.
a girl group with a rotating cast of members. Girl, they kicked out Melody. They said, Melody, you're telling me. Get out. No, we don't have a Melody on the list for the reunion tour.
Listen, Melody, this isn't Hey Dude. So go kick rocks.
Melody,
hey,
you're
going to
want
to
harmonize. Yeah, I love that cartoon. It was a live action. It was the two white boys, right?
Christine Taylor played Melody, and I thought she was the most gorgeous woman on the planet when I was a little kid.
Christine Taylor did Parker Posey's part in Party Girl, the series on Fox, and John Cameron Mitchell was on it. And I watched it, and that's what made me want to move to New York. I was like, oh, you can be blonde in New York. It was really good. And Swoozy Kurtz was her aunt or whatever. I don't know why any of this is interesting to anyone other than me and my own ears. But this lip sync song is great, but I feel like they're all on like 80% battery.
Raven's doing her thing. She's always going to start.
She's making it. They're both making it a tipping number. It's not a choreo number for
no.
them.
And Alexis is doing. Tipping. Alexis is doing a serviceable job. But then Yara says, I'm going to push the she-mergency button. And watching this, I realized a couple of things. First of all, the button is not a button. When she presses her hand down on it, it doesn't do anything. She's just touching a red light. So it was not a button. And second of all, the she-mergency button is kind of a trap because it's kind of like, it's kind of like saying, you know, my lip sync partner wasn't doing a good job. So it kind of is like, I don't know. It's kind of like signing your exit papers a little bit to me.
I mean, we may never know because this is the only instance it was employed. But Yara's logic was kind of the opposite of that. She said, well, you have Alexis's everything and then my everything. It's enough to overtake Raven. So I don't blame her for trying to figure out a way past this, but like this is a sex song and Alexis wasn't giving sex, she was giving fun. Raven gave sex the whole time, and
she stripped off that fucking
Joyce Leslie
Charlotte Russe gunmetal sequin dress and she looked amazing just in her black panty and bra. Panties and bras.
You've worn that outfit many a time.
I think the she-mergency button would work if you press the button and then you went immediately up on stage and did something crazy, whether it was a costume reveal or whether it was a split or a flip or something. Like, really make an impression, like, this is why I had to do that.
If she had, like, some way of, like, freezing when that happened, and then you start in the same position instead of the awkward walk up the stairs, help the girl on stage, don't break the lights, keep going, the other girl's still performing. It was messy, man, mama. Like, these rules were not well thought out. Press the button. Where's the button? It's a light. It's a light from Radio Shack. I don't know what to do.
It's not pressing.
I also noticed in the edit that literally you know the lyrics and don't you? Fight the feeling. Leave it alone.
Oh,
that
when the
was
hand
playing while she was hovering over.
Wow.
With the hand going. Yeah, it was poetic for sure. God bless an edit. So your Alexis has to go home.
Yeah.
Which is very sad, but you know, they'll be all stars forever. And snaps for the queens.
I just watched Destination Chromatica, which is a video made by the Queens of Piranha. And it's
By the Rocks.
It's really beautifully done, and Yara's in it. She's in the Rain on Me sequence.
Love.
And she is really stunning. It's beautifully shot. I recommend watching it. It's on YouTube. But this leaves us with the final four of Chad, Chanel, Jujubee, and Raven.
Solid final four for sure.
Now, I went ahead and watched Untucked, and really the major thing I took away from it was it was all about Katie Z just not wanting to get in drag and not trusting her team.
What did she say was the reason?
she didn't understand. And then she was like, I feel like shit, and I feel like they're in the bottom because of me. And everyone else was like, well, yeah, that's kind of what happened.
I mean,
and sure. Raven was it was explaining it, and she was like, okay, so she was like, I wanted to slick her hair back and put it like use her frontal and then do like a wig. I wanted to glue stick her eyebrows. And then she said, and she says this right in front of Katie Z, she's explaining to the room, and she's like, and then she's like, oh, I don't know about this contouring. And then it was at that point that I realized, oh, I'm going to have to dumb this down for her. Which is really, really funny, but so true.
Yeah. I mean, some people can't get it in the close-up shot in the mirror, but then they don't take the time to step back and trust and see the bigger picture.
Yes. And Jillian was there, and she was like, you know what? I trusted them. I just went with whatever they wanted to do. And she looked great. She looked like she was in drag.
Yeah.
And she looked phenomenal. But, like, I just wish they could have really had a whack at her and just really just if she went – if she got the full Raven treatment, she would have really been stunning. She didn't even have a red lip on. It was like this like really like light kind of pale pink with no liner. It was like a tinted chapstick.
It's a pass for me, dog.
Juju gets a message. Wait, it was a marriage proposal?
Well, it was like
a vague,
you know,
insinuation that it when you get back from this process, we can talk.
It was like a producer said, are you guys getting married? And he was like, oh, we've talked about it. And it's like, you should just nudge that a little bit. He said, I don't know if I can wait till marriage is legal in all 50 states. So we'll talk about it when you get home.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're not together.
That's why I went with Well,
life's not there.
Oh, Naomi's back.
I'm sorry,
but Mackenzie, you are not part of this. I do not have to be friends with you. Why are you here?
Wait, what?
Mackenzie, why are you even here? Just because you're 6'5" does not make you fierce. So why don't you go brush your wig?
Who said that?
Naomi says that on the fucking Vegas show, the Vegas review show of RuPaul's Drag Race. It's the Real Drag Housewives of Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
The girls are going in. Poor Mackenzie.
Well, good. Good, because those housewives shouldn't be the only people in wigs getting attention. Let's let these drag girls be messy too and get some attention for us. Because honestly, all those housewives are painted by drag queens and faggots that we know. So why not just put them on TV saying the funny stuff instead of letting these women appropriate our sayings?
Tequila, tequila, tequila. That's what Mackenzie says on the show. We love you, Nebraska. We love you, Naomi. We love all the dolls. This week on Mom, Moguls of Media, don't forget to tune in to our other programs under the Moguls of Media banner of content. Yeah. And you can listen to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball, which comes out every Tuesday and Friday.
You can smell it, too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And also The Chop with Matrice and Lanilla. And they have new episodes every Monday covering Canada's Drag Race.
They smell like Febreze.
And you can even go ahead and watch Latrice and Manila on the Forever Dog YouTube channel.
Ooh,
which is
I'm going to check that out and subscribe.
We're in full drag, but we said we're closing the set. We can't have cameras.
No,
but
I had a run in my drag. I had a run in my tight, so I said... We're going to keep this video on private. I had clay leg. My favorite part of the show was when Raven just yelled back after the judging, Clay! Right at his fucking face. Because honestly, Raven's never backed down from a fight. And I can't wait for the next issue or the next podcast because I have a great Raven story about the night the crowning happened. I think I've told it maybe 3 times on the podcast. So this will be the fourth and the last time. But it's
keep
a
it coming.
Really good story. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep it coming. That's what I told the trade.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser
Classic.
This week, we promise to continue to provide you with award-winning content every week.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And you can rate our podcast and comment about how fantastic it is. And you can subscribe to make sure when you know each new episode comes out. And if you've been listening to our show for 2 years, you'll know. Plus, you could do us a favor and go to your podcast app and give us a rating and review. It helps the show with the engagement. And apparently our show is getting married. Apple Podcasts and things.
You know, I just don't think I can wait until marriage is legal in all 50 states. So Race Chaser, maybe we can talk about that when you get back.
When we get home.
Thank you. You can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000.
And our Race Chaser podcast is at Race Chaser Pod. And we have a link tree with all kinds of stuff you should check out in there. There is stuff to Black Lives Matter resources and organizations, a fund to help small businesses in Beirut, a GoFundMe for Eden, Jocelyn, and Jocelyn. And if you want to look at stuff on there, you can just check Race Chaser as a hashtag on Instagram, apparently. You could do that on the Patreon, too. Tell them about that, sis.
Yeah, and you can always send us an email at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Plus, we have bonus video content available at patreon.com/Willem. And you can find videos by searching the hashtag racechaser and pay for the content you want to watch a la carte. And we just did a video where called Freaky Friday where you dress up like me and I dress up like you. And it's really,
you finally
really
fun. You won a mini challenge.
Oh, finally. There's a disturbance in the force. I finally won something. No, that's great. It's really fun.
Ow. That light from your crown is blinding me. Can you angle the light away from that crown?
Shring.
Or is it the scepter? Sorry, my bad.
The sword. The sword noises from Canada.
The sword cuts both ways.
It's like a sword. Cuts both ways.
Cuts both ways.
Well, Tina, we'll see you next time.
No, Courtney's not here. Bye, guys.
Race Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.